Okay, to learn Sefer Mishlei itself is a very daunting task. Chachma of Shlomo HaMelech, when you add that to the Chachma of the Gra, it exponentially, to a certain degree, becomes more difficult. However, the Gra requested, this is what his Talmud, Menachem Mendel, told us, that the Gra requested that this Perush be written down. It was said over Baal Peh to his Talmidim, and he requested that they print it up. So similarly to Nefesh HaChaim, the Reb Chaim Volozhin requested from his son, from Reb Yitzchak Volozhin, that it be written up. So the Reb Chaim Volozhin kind of viewed his Perush as a continuity of the Perush of the Gra on Mishlei, because, again, one is interested in spreading Reishis Chachma Yirat Hashem, and basically that's what we have over here. So we'll begin. Mishlei Shlomo ben David Melech Yisrael Ladas Chachma u'Musar Lahavinim Revina Pasuk Gimel Lakachas Musar Haskel Tzedek u'Mishpat u'Meisharim. These three psukim serve as the basis of the first keta of the Gra. Gra points out Yesh b'chol davar chomer poal tzura v'tachlus k'mo she'echtov or k'mo she'kasafti kama pa'amim. If let's say we want to describe a shtender, so we say that this shtender has a poel, there's a carpenter who built this shtender, and it's made out of wood and metal, that's the chomer, and it has a tzura of a certain height and a certain width and length, that's the tzura, and the tachlis is to be able to hold my gemara to enable me to learn with a certain degree of nachas ruach. So we have a poel, we have chomer, we have tzura, and we have the tachlis. So also, that's the introduction to this sefer. V'chein kan, the order, I mentioned, we have a poel, a chomer, a tzura, and a tachlis. The order of the gra over here is in the order of the pasuk, mishlei. Over here, the raw material that's being used, the chomer which is being used, is the world of mishalim. The world of mishalim means that you give examples from that which is familiar to us, and then that's the chomer. The poel, the one who's doing it, is Shlomo ben David Melech Yisrael. The tzura, in which that which he is trying to create with these mishalim is Ladas Chachma u'Musar Lahavin Imrevina. He's trying to bring us to a certain level of understanding, and we'll see what that means. But that's not the tachlis. The tachlis is not that we should understand via these mishalim X, but rather lakachat musar haskel. We should live our lives in a certain way. Namely, that all of Sefer Mishlei, the tachlis of it is to teach a Jew how to live a life, to teach a Jew what it means to be an oved Hashem, l'maisa, how he should live his life. Lakachat musar haskel tzedek u'mishpatu meisharim. Again, we have over here a means to an end, and this means to an end has a chomer, has a tzura, and has a poel. So to read it inside, Mishlei, the form of Proverbs, hu hachomer shel hasefer. That's the raw material, that's the equivalent of the wood and the metal of the shtender. Shlomo, hu hapoel. Ladas, hu tavniso, v'tzurato, v'inyano. This is the framework, this is the form. The form is to give us yediyah, to give us a theoretical knowledge, to give us a certain understanding. We'll have to say understanding of what? But a certain understanding. And the tachlis is that with that theoretical understanding, then lakachat musar, lo hamedrash ikar ela hamaaseh, we'll be able to apply it to our lives. Okay, why was the poel introduced with three phrases? Shlomo ben David, Melech Yisrael, in Koheles, we don't even have Shlomo's name being mentioned. Divrei Koheles, Ben David Melech Yerushalayim. We have two of those phrases, but we don't have Shlomo's name being mentioned. Shirashim, we have nothing. Over here, we have all of a sudden three. Ki halomid b'sefer tzarech leida mihu mechabro. Because if the mechaber is, a pashati yid, okay, so that's the level of the sefer. If the mechaber is gadol b'chochma, the Navi in Sefer Melachim says about him that no one ever lived with his level of chochma, vada yed sifro chochmat gadol. It's kedai to read. So here we have the Chacham Mikol Adam, v'chein b'yira, v'chein the Torah. If we want to learn a sefer about yira, we look for a gadol b'yira, for a sefer at Torah, gadol b'torah. If we have someone who's a gadol b'torah, a gadol b'yira, and a gadol b'chachma, wow. V'hu asakan shlosh asfarim, shehem Shlosha Mishle, that we find this phrase, Mishle Shlomo, three times within the Sefer. Namely, that we have over here really three overprokim, three svarim. We have Perek Aleph through Perek Tes, that's one Sefer. And then Perek Yud begins Mishle Shlomo, begins the second Sefer. That continues through Perek Kaf Dalid. And then Perek Kaf Hei begins again. That we have over here three svarim. Echad al hachochma, the echad al hamusar, v'ashlishis al haTorah. That we'll have to see exactly, in other words, what are these three? What exactly are these three? What's the difference between chachma, musar, and Torah? Torah is the easiest. Namely that one looks at the last from Perek Kafei until the end of the Sefer, it's like the last Shaar of Nefesh HaChaim. It deals with Talmud Torah. Again, Proverbs, Eishes Chalom Yimtza, but the understanding that we get is the framework of Torah. Chochma, we pointed out, it is being used in this first Sefer as the means to the end. It's the framework. And Musar is the way of living. What do we need two svarim? What of Chochma and what of Musar? That we'll see as we go along. So these three titles of Shlomo represent these three aspects of three svarim. Shlomo d'chsiv be'vayechka mikol adam. Musar, he's Ben David. And so we don't, in other words, if you want to know how to live your life, so all of Mesilas Yesharim is built on David HaMelech. All of Mesilas Yesharim is built on Sefer Tehillim. Haya chosid gadol, kamo shamru chazal. Ani kirvat Elokim litov. That's the end of the Hakdama of the Ramchal to Sefer Mesilas Yesharim. So over here, the Musar will come from the fact that Shlomo is Ben David. He had whom to learn from. Haroa David b'chalom yispele chasidut. Chasidut is the individual who goes lifting Mishurat Hadin. Shamra nafshi, David HaMelech himself recognized Baruch Hashem, his own status, not as gaiva, but simply that was his challenge to maintain. Shamra nafshi ki chosid ani. Ukish ne'amar alav shehaya ben David mistama hayem emali makom avosav, that Shlomo HaMelech had the knowledge which went beyond David. He saw David as a role model, so clearly he was able to express that over here in the Sefer. V'neged haTorah Melech Yisrael. We're learning Shabbos Malchus, so we say that Yismachu Malchus Klashom Shabbos. That Shabbos represents Malchus, but Shabbos is again the tip of the iceberg of Torah. Man Malchei Rabbanon Bi Malachim Yimlochu. That the Torah gives every Jew his status of being Bnei Malachim. That's what the Mishnah refers to Klal Yisrael. Ve'elu Gimel Mishlei Hem Besod Vayedaber Shloshes Alafim Mashal. Generally, the word "sod" means something that we would not get involved in at all. But since this is a Rashi in Sefer Malachim, so a Rashi we can read. Yeah. A Rashi we're allowed to read, right? So in Sefer Malachim, when it speaks about the Malchus of Shlomo, okay, in Perek Hey of Sefer Malachim, it says Vayedaber Shloshes Alafim Mashal Vayehi Shiro Chamisha Va'olat. So Rashi over there explains Shloshes Alafim Mashal, Shloshet Limudei Mishalot, that Aleph means to teach, that Shlomo HaMelech taught three worlds of Mashal. Shalosh Pamim Ksiv Mishle Shlomo Bezefer Mishle. This is the makar of the Gra. Vayehi Shiro Chamisha. Take these three Sifrei Mishle, add in Koheles and Shir Shirim, and you have five. The Elef means each of them. B'chol Achad Kedai Lumod. Okay, so the sod over here is already found in Chazal that Rashi quotes on the Perush. Okay, so here we have then the beginning of the Hakdama. So we have within this pasuk the Poel Shlomo ben David Melech Yisrael. We have the Chomer Mishle. What's missing still is the Tzura and the Tachlis. That we move over to pasuk Beis for the Tzura. L'adas Chochma Umusar L'havin Imrei Bina. That we have a tzura that consists of three aspects, just as we saw that a shtender has a height and that the plata has a width and a length. Over here, also the tzura of Sefer Mishle, what we're using the building blocks, the raw material, the mishalim to get to, is ladas chochma umusar lahavin im revina. Ladas inyan haSefer hu ladas chochma umusar lahavin im revina. Ladai ledach chochma. Let's start with the first one. The Chachma we're dealing over here, Chachma means a level of understanding. What are we trying to understand? Shelo yipol bereshet yetzer hara asher hu pares l'raglav. Now we understand the yetzer hara isn't simply something which happens to be on a side diversion within our lives. Our HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us as Balei Bechira. The Bechira is to follow the world of Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or to follow the Yetzer Hara. So the Yetzer Hara is at every point in our lives, he's what creates the alternative track, the track that we too often trip up in. And so the Chachma is to understand your Yetzer Hara, to understand his strategies, to understand how the Yetzer Hara is trying to work on us. The Yetzer Hara knows human psychology, and he knows who we are, he knows our weaknesses, and how he's going to try and trip us up. And so the Chachma, halavai, if we were to understand our Yetzer Hara, lo yitpateh bepituyah, we'd be able to realize, this is just the Yetzer Hara. He's trying to seduce us, because he knows we have a weak point in terms of alcohol, we have a weak point in terms of gambling, we have a weak point in terms of sex, we have these weak points, and he's trying to catch us at our weak point. He knows we're exhausted. When we're exhausted, that we like to relax, so he's going to present to us a relaxation, which is going to be a slippery slope, v'chulei v'chulei. Namely, so the more we understand the Yetzer Hara, the more, if we want to, if we have our eyes open, we'd be able to avoid him. That's A. Musar. Let's say we missed the opportunity of avoiding the Yetzer Hara. We say we can deal with it. So then, once the Yetzer Hara is in the picture, then we have to struggle. You know, if we can't avoid the Yetzer Hara, then we have to battle the Yetzer Hara. That's Yaakov and the Malach. That's Vayeyavei Kimo. And that could be Kohalayla, Liyaser et Atzmo. The struggle is not going to be easy. There's going to be effort which is put into the struggle. That's the musar over here, liyaser et atzmo. The person is going to even feel pain in terms of trying to say no to his yetzer hara, v'lishbor oto. In other words, the musar over here is, if you can't avoid the yetzer hara, learn how you can fight with him. Learn how you can stand up against him. Ukamoshe katuv, here he quotes a pasuk in Yeshayahu, lomar la'asurim tsu'u. That even the person who is in the Beit Ma'asar, even the person who is in prison, namely the person who's already caught up with the Yetzer Hara, he can escape from prison. There is a way of escaping. He can, you know, what Shlomo is going to tell us is, how do we escape from prison? V'lashir b'choshech higalu. And the person who's not even aware that he's in prison, which like, you don't, like people in America don't feel they're in galus. They're not even aware they're in galus. They don't view it as galus. In other words, so higalu, to open their eyes, to point out to them, don't you realize that you're in galus? Don't you realize that you're in prison? And now that you know you're in prison, now I'll teach you how to get out. Hainu osam shikvar biyad yitzram v'hem asurim tachat yado v'gavar alehem ma'od yetzu ayidei hamusar. This is the struggle. V'osam shehem b'choshech shelo or eina makirim pituyev. They're not even aware that what they're doing is the result of the seduction of Yetzer Hara. Ayidei Torah yigalu lehem v'yakiru pituyev. And then either to be able to avoid or to have to struggle. Okay, that's the ladat chokhma umusar. What over here is the end? Lahavin imrei bina. Ki af im yishborot yitzro v'ta'avotav. Let's say that this person learns how to fight. Right? You take Kaiwondo or Judo or whatever you're taking. You learn how to stand up. You learn how to fight. But you have to know what is considered to be a fight that in the end you're going to win. Namely, you can fight and you can be victorious but not win. You can destroy yourself in the fight. What will keep you from destroying yourself in the fight? Your elush bor b'derech haTorah. The Torah is a very, very fascinating guide to life, which is a balancing act. Everything has to be balanced. The Torah doesn't believe in extremes. So you can fight the Yetzer Hara by going to an extreme. You could fast every day of the week, and that way you'll be able to override the Yetzer Hara to eat cholesterol-high donuts. Okay, so you can fast for 20 days, put yourself on an infusion of v'chulei, but then you lost, because that's not life. In other words, so the Torah says you can fight, but there are rules of the battle. You have to balance. You can if you want to fast 6 days, eat on Shabbos. Namely, that there has to be a sense of being able to to fight the battle within a meaningful structure. Lo yet tzadik harbe yoter mi mashe kasev b'Torah. L'mashal sheyitane kol ha-shavua b'Shabbat v'chadome. Okay, so over here we have then, this is the tzura of the Sefer. L'adat chokhma, to give us understanding of the Yetzer Hara, to avoid him. Umusar, if we can't avoid him, how to fight. Ulavinim revina, within the framework of the Torah, that the fight should be a win-win rather than a win-lose. Okay, Beli Neder, we will continue from here tomorrow. Yeah? Okay.